Yo soy la auténtica, hermosa, famosa y simpática. Sin duda la más carismática. Soy la princesa de South Beach.
Yo soy idéntica.
You wish, bitch.
Previously on The Princess of South Beach.
Oh, right. My twin Maria del Carmen decided to usurp my fabulous life after I, Gloria Calderon, tragically died in a boat accident. Boo-hoo!
But after meeting my family, the Calderons, Maria del Carmen read a mysterious letter that she found in my diary, which she opened without my permission, by the way. And the very mysterious letter said,
"Dear Gloria, I hope you're doing well and are still receiving my letters. I can't even imagine how many have failed to reach your hands, but if you're reading this, then you need to know that your entire life has been a lie. Gloria, I know this is hard to believe,
but the people who raised you are murderers. You are not a Calderon. You are my daughter. I still remember the day your mother told me she was pregnant. It was the happiest day of our lives. I had always dreamt of having a daughter, so imagine how happy I was when your mother told me she was pregnant with...
twins! We are gonna have twins!
What? Ana, Anita, mi amor, are you sure?
Sí.
Two babies?
Sí, you're going to be a double dad.
Ay, my belly's going to be so big. Oh, I'm gonna look like an overstuffed chipotle burrito.
Well, then give me a side of guacamole, because I'm gonna eat you up.
Bueno.
Too much?
A little.
This is a miracle, a double miracle. Two girls. Pero, what are you gonna do about your job? Luisa is not a particularly understanding person. And her father is even worse. Do you think they'll fire you for being pregnant?
No sé. I hope not, but I never know what to expect from the Calderons.
Mm-hmm.
Bueno, I tell Señora Luisa on Monday, and we'll see what happens. But don't worry, see? The most important thing is we're going to be a family!
In those days, your mother and I had just arrived in the United States. We were poor, but full of hope for a better future for our little family. I worked in a factory packing fruits, and your mother was working as a maid in the house of Don Severo Calderon, the richest and most powerful man in all of Miami.
Luisa!
Sí, papá, I'm coming.
Luisa!
Papá?
Water. Bring me water. Luisa, what happened to your hair?
I bleached it. You said I would look better blonde.
No, I said you would look better if I was blind.
Well, because it...
What are you wearing?
Esteban invited me to a fancy dinner tonight.
Yeah, on my dime, I'm sure. You couldn't have married him more. Useless person.
He's not useless, Papa.
He's useless. I gave him my most successful factory, and what did he do? He left it in ruins. As if that weren't bad enough, the two of you still haven't given me a grandson, an heir. I'm not getting any younger, you know. I'm going to die waiting for you to fulfill the only task you're qualified for.
Don't worry, Papa. You'll see soon. We'll... Papa? When are you going to see the doctor?
Why would I go and see another doctor? So he can tell me what I already know. That I am dying of disappointment. Surrounded by people who do nothing but spend my money.
Is there anything else I can do for you, Papa?
No! There is nothing you can do for me! You're useless! Leave me alone with my regrets. It's better company anyway.
Never mind. Finally, where were you?
I was preparing some tea for your father, Señorita Luisa.
How long does it take to boil water? He almost died of a coughing fit while you were taking your sweet time.
Perdón, señorita Luisa. I will try to be more efficient with boiling in the future.
Enough with your excuses. I already did your job for you, and now I'm late for my dinner. Bring me my red boots.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid maid. Why is good help so hard to find?
I hear you go, señorita Luisa.
What? You're useless! I didn't say the maroon boots. I said the red boots.
Perdón, señorita Luisa. It's my fault. Ugh. I will bring you the correct ones.
I have to do everything myself. Oh, that's better. The skirt looks better with the red boots, don't you think?
Sí, señorita Luisa. You look pretty.
We have dinner reservations at the most popular restaurant in all of South Beach.
Wow, that's lovely. I hope you both have a great night, and I hope you...
All the other girls will be so jealous when they see me in this dress. And looking like this, I'm going to drive him crazy. Well, he's not going to be able to resist.
I see. Sí, you look very beautiful. Also, you're...
And we'll finally be able to conceive that grandson my father constantly demands. Oh. A woman's job is to be a mother, Luisa. Mm-hmm. When are you going to get pregnant, Luisa? Your face looks like a Picasso, and I don't mean it in a good way, Luisa. Oy. It's not like I'm not trying. Oh. Being a mother is the only thing I've ever wanted to do in my life.
Bueno, don't be so hard on him, señorita. You already know that his disease has him all worked
out. And who asked you for your opinion? Unbelievable.
Enjoy your dinner, señorita. Señorita Luisa?
What?
There's something I wanted to ask you.
Don't tell me you need another day off to go to the doctor. I knew that if I gave you one day off, it would become a problem.
No. No, I don't need another day off. Bueno, the reason I had to go to the doctor was that, bueno, I'm pregnant.
Oh, sí, pues, that's great news.
Sí.
Felicidades.
Ay, gracias. Ay, my husband and I are just so excited to have a family, and I'm more than excited because we have...
Sí, yeah, I get it. Bueno, I have to go. I'm already late for my dinner.
Sí.
And... Anna, please don't mention this whole pregnancy thing to my father. The last thing I need is another example of how I've failed him.
Sí, señorita.
You see, Luisa and Esteban have been trying for months to conceive the grandson Don Severo so desperately wanted. Luisa had always been a difficult person, but with the news of your mother's pregnancy, she went crazy with jealousy. Excuse the harsh language, but that woman is a...
Gloria! Mi amorcito lindo! Time to eat!
Gracias, but I'm not hungry right now.
Gloria, don't be ridiculous. If this is about your diet, I already told you, you look beautiful. Pero está bellísima. Besides, if you lose any more weight, the wedding dress won't fit.
No, it's not that. I feel dizzy.
Do you want me to call Dr. Constantino again?
Oh, God, no. No, thank you. I just want to be alone. I have a lot of stuff in my head and I need some time to think.
Mija, I know this is all overwhelming. The accident, the wedding, all the pressure your father puts on you. But you know, you can always count on me. If you need to talk or whatever, I love you, mi mamita.
Gracias. Mama.
I'll tell Estrella to bring you some soup.
Thank you.
Now rest, mi amor. Descanse.
Okay, back to the letter. Excuse the harsh language, but that woman is
a bit of a bitter lady. Anyway, after months of failed attempts, Luisa and Esteban had finally decided to get fertility tests done to see if there was a problem.
Excuse the harsh language, but that woman is
a bit of a bitter lady. Anyway, after months of failed attempts, Luisa and Esteban had finally decided to get fertility tests done to see if there was a problem.
Hola, señorita. What would you like to drink?
Pero mira. I'm very flattered, but I'm married.
I'm the waiter.
Pues, don't get fresh with me, okay? Que atrevido. Bring me a martini. Dirty. Very, very dirty.
Sí, señorita.
Usted tiene un nuevo mensaje.
Luisa, forgive me. I'm going to be a little late. The traffic is insane. Ugh.
One very, very dirty martini.
Oh, did that handsome man over by the bar send me this?
No, ma'am, it's literally the drink you ordered like 30 seconds ago.
Pues, if he didn't send it, why is he looking straight at me?
Hmm? He's not looking at you, he's looking at me.
How dare you? Why on earth would he be looking at you?
Because he's my boyfriend.
Luisa, I'm sorry for making you wait.
Again. Sorry for making you wait again.
Luisa, please. I don't want to fight. I got the test results. I'm terrified.
I got my results too, but I didn't want to open them by myself.
I didn't want to open them by myself. Me neither.
I'm scared. What if it's me? I knew I shouldn't have taken so much quick trim.
Oye. I'm sure everything is going to be fine. Let's read them at the same time.
Esteban Luisa is 100% sterile. Sterile. Did they have to write a percentage?
Maybe a crowded restaurant wasn't the best place to do this. Bueno, it's not what we expected, but at least now we know why we can't get pregnant.
Sí, it's better to know.
I know how much you wanted to be a mother. I'm so sorry.
I don't know how I'm going to break it to my father.
With the news that they were both sterile, Luisa would have to tell her father that she would never be able to give him the heir he demanded. Maybe it wouldn't have mattered if...
Gloria, mi pajarito
lindo. I'm going to bed, but I wanted to check on you first. How are you feeling?
Much better. Gracias, mamá.
Ay, qué bueno. Mija, I'm so proud of the woman you've become. Oh, it feels just like yesterday you were kicking around in my belly. I love you, mija. Okay, I'll let you rest.
Ay, Diosito, what am I going to do? That's what we're all dying to find out, little sis. What are you gonna do?
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bantis for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman. And by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Raul Esparza, Caro Capello, Alfredo Narciso, and David Bueno. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.